Great stuff. Well, a very good morning. Just like to add my welcome to that of Tim's. It's great, isn't it? We can gather together, and fantastic job, everyone, this morning. I felt like I was there back in Israel in the first century. Fantastic. Well, I've got the very exciting task this morning of talking about the angel's message to Mary. And I really love Christmas. I love everything about it. I started playing my Mariah Carey tunes in November. And it really is my favourite time of the year. I love the food. I love my advent calendar. Chocolate for breakfast is always a winner. Who's had their chocolate this morning? Yeah, hands up. Yeah, we've got a few down the front. Fantastic. I love the fun. I love going back home to see my friends and my family and catching up. And let's face it, we all love the presents, don't we? We all love the presents. So I wonder, just a quick shout out, who's had some brilliant presents before? Just shout them out. What's your best present you've ever had? What was that, sorry? Girl's World. Great stuff. I have no idea what that is. Mum never got me that. Any other ones? Great. No. Yes, fantastic.
A toy bike.
That's a very good present. We all like a good bike. Yeah, what's your favourite present? A super soaker. Oh, I bet your parents loved that, didn't they? Yeah, what was yours?
A toy car.
Yeah, I've got a toy car once. That's very good. Fantastic. Well, I'm sure we can all think of the not-so-good presents as well. But this morning, we're going to look at God's great gift, which is sending his son, Jesus, to us. And there's lots of shops this time of year trying to get mummy and daddy to go in and spend their money. But there's one shop that tries particularly hard and has probably the most eagerly anticipated advert of them all. It is, of course, John Lewis. And the Telegraph this year had an online countdown a week before the advert was actually launched. So this is very serious. But, you know, they've got the right mix, haven't they? Sentimentality, a good story, a cracking cover of a song. We've had the bear in the hare, Monty the penguin, my personal favourite, which was the man on the moon. But I've got a friend of a friend who's done a really fantastic video. If we could have that up, that'd be great. Which is a spoof of the John Lewis adverts this year. And actually, it reminds us afresh of the real meaning of Christmas.
This old town don't smell too pretty and I can feel the warning signs running around my mind. And when I leave this plant, you know I'd stay, but I just can't stand it. And I can feel the warning signs running around my mind. So here I go, still scratching around in the same old hole. My body feels young, but my mind is very old. So what do you say? You can't give me the dreams that are mine anyway. You're half the world away. You're half the world away.
Fantastic video. And that's the message of Christmas, isn't it? That Christ Jesus, that love, came down. And that's the message that we had this morning in the reading. Thanks for reading that. That was brilliant. Of how an angel came and gave an amazing, earth-shattering message to an ordinary Jewish girl that God's great rescue plan for the world was being worked out. And the angel's message that we read about 2,000 years ago, and you guys acting out so brilliantly, well, look, we're still talking about it now. And in fact, we've got a whole building which is dedicated to the person of whom that message was spoken, which was Jesus. So let's take ourselves back. Let's go back to the passage we read and set the scene that unfolds in Luke 1. So it's perhaps a little house or a field in a village in Israel. It's quite hot. Perhaps think of somewhere you've been on holiday. And here we've got a young lady called Mary. She's very ordinary. She's got up. She's going about her daily business. Maybe she's had her shreddies or some sort of ancient Israeli equivalent. And suddenly God breaks in and God sends an angel Gabriel to Mary. And it says that Mary was greatly troubled. It says she wondered what kind of greeting this was. I don't know about you, tomorrow if I get up and have my breakfast and I'm sending an email, an angel came, I'd be pretty terrified. So we can understand her reactions. And he says, "Greetings, you who are highly favoured, the Lord is with you." And then the angel goes on to deliver and unpack the most amazing message from God. He declares that Mary is going to have a baby, a son. But this isn't just any baby. This is one of whom the whole world was waiting, that the whole Jewish people had been longing for. As it says in 1 Peter, the prophets of old spoke of and searched intently to find out the time and the circumstances to which the Spirit of Christ in them was pointing, to Jesus. And how was all this going to take place? Well, we read, didn't we, that it was a complete miracle of God. As the seekers so brilliantly read, they said that God's power and Holy Spirit would come on Mary and she would supernaturally have a baby. God's gift giving was on a truly miraculous scale. So, in these few minutes, I want us to think about who this son was, who this baby was, and link in with what the angel said in the message. So, a few eagle eyes may have spotted we've got three presents underneath the tree. And I need one person to come and help me open the first box. So is there any? Yes, we've got first hand up there. Do you want to come and open the first box? Brilliant. There we go. Look at these. Wrapped these up last night. Excellent. So are you happy to open that? And then I've got a mic here. That's right. Got that. There we go. Look at that. It's a big box. Fantastic. Do you want to open the box? Get the lid off. There we are, big pour. Fantastic. And we've got a chocolate there, haven't we? And a bit of paper. What are you most excited about? Do you want to read that for me?
But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favour with God. You will be with child and give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus."
Fantastic. Round of applause, everyone. How brilliantly read was that? So the first one we have is a coming saviour. Can we have the first slide up? That'd be great. Great, so you can go and sit down now once you've got your chocolate. Is it stuck in, is it? You can't have the chocolate, it's fine. So a coming saviour. "Do not be afraid, Mary. You found favour with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call his name Jesus." Now, I wonder where you think the name Jesus came from. Do you think it was an accident or maybe... Oh, a hand up. Go on then, what do you think? Yeah, absolutely right. Spot on, yeah. It was a very special name because the name Jesus has a meaning and it comes from a Hebrew name which is called Yeshua. And it literally means God will save. So in Jesus' name, as Gabriel announces to Mary her baby, we declare what God's mission was when he sent his son, Jesus. That God was going to save the world through this little baby boy who would grow up. And as Jesus is born, as we looked at this morning, and Mary and Joseph take the baby Jesus to the temple and they present it to the Lord. And there's a guy there called Simeon. And I want you to maybe imagine Tim when he's got a little baby and he's doing a dedication and he holds the baby up and he says, he took Jesus in his arms and praised God saying, "Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, You may now dismiss your servant in peace, according to your word, for my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light of revelation to the Gentiles, and the glory of your people Israel. Like, that's pretty awesome, isn't it? That when Simeon looks at the baby Jesus, he sees in physical form God's great rescue plan, his salvation plan, in his arms. That right back in Genesis 3, that God had promised that he would send one who would come and crush the serpent's head. He would defeat death and the devil. In fact, the whole Bible points to this moment. We see it in Moses leading the people of Israel from bondage into Canaan's land. The Passover land, the blood on the doorposts, the scapegoat, the tabernacle pointing to a great high priest and a great salvation. The suffering servant foretold by Isaiah. God's love come down, as we saw in the video. God's gift was coming to save us and rescue us from sin. And as we sing in that great, great carol, don't we? Hark the herald angels sing, that he comes to give light and life to all he brings, risen with healing in his wings, which is wonderful. So, box two. Who's going to open box two? Yes. You have first hand up. Excellent. Here we go. Hey, do you want to come around this side? Awesome. An even bigger box. There you go. Got that. Wonderful. What's inside? Can you read the front to us and in the back?
A coming king. He will be great and he will be called Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end.
Wonderful. Another big round of applause. Excellent. Great stuff. You've got your chocolate as well. Jolly good. He will be called great, and he will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. The angel is here declaring that Mary's baby is going to be a king. Wow. And he's going to reign over Jacob's descendants forever, the people of Israel. But more than that, he will be called the Son of the Most High. In verse 35, it explains what that means. It says, he will be called the Son of God. That's quite a message to hear, isn't it? That the angel is declaring that this baby is not only a saviour, but he is the Son of God. Love come down, as we saw in the video. The angel is announcing that God is here with us. Emmanuel is here. He has not left us alone, but he has come to live among us, that the God who flung stars into space and who put our skin together and put our bodies together came and was in a baby form. And that's amazing, isn't it? That God condescended, he came down and became like one of us. But he didn't merely come just to live with us, but he came to give us the free opportunity to know him and be friends with him. And that is wonderful, isn't it? As Christmas, we remember that God came near and is near if we trust in Jesus for ourselves. And we can be called the children of God. In Isaiah verses chapter 9, it says, the people walking in darkness, in fact the seekers read this, I think, have seen a great light. On those living in the land of darkness, a light has dawned. God with man is now residing. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And it will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. So fast forward 600 years later, when that prophecy was given, when Isaiah is long gone to be with the Lord, after years of apparent silence from God, the people of Israel, like wondering where God is, the angel breaks in to an ordinary Jewish girl called Mary and says that God is now with us. And that's wonderful. And he's here with us today if we ask him into our hearts and our lives, and we can know him and be friends with him because love has come down to rescue us. So guys, as we go to the end, we've got one last box. Who likes to be the last one? Yes, you are the first one there. Fantastic. bit of a smaller box. There we go. Get that going. Can you read that to us?
Gift to be
received.
Received.
A gift to be received. Wonderful.
I am the Lord's servant. Mary answered, "May it be to me as you have said."
Wonderful. Excellent. Thank you very much. Grab your chocolate. "I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May your word be to me fulfilled." Then the angel left her. When the angel declares this message to Mary, this amazing message, I love her simple reaction, her simple faith, that she says, "I believe and I accept the words of the messenger." And this Christmas, the challenge to us is the same. Do we accept and believe the angel's words? And, you know, I love Christmas and all the trimmings, but this Christmas, will we look past that? Enjoy it, yes, but look past it to the greatest good news of all. And that is God's gift, Jesus the Saviour, Emmanuel, God with us, the coming King. And it is a message of hope for us all, from the youngest to the oldest, that we can know Jesus, that we can receive him ourselves. And I started, didn't I, at the beginning, I said, we all love getting presents. And isn't it sometimes just as nice to give a present? I love when you know that person's going to really enjoy that present and you give them it. It's just the nicest feeling. Well, let me tell you something. God loves giving gifts too. And we've seen that today, that he gave the greatest gift of all. He gave his own son for this world. That as a baby, he came and would grow up. And at Easter, he would die on a cross for our sins and then raise from the dead so that we can know him. As we draw to a close, I just want to finish with one last verse. Probably one of my favourite verses. It sums up the whole Bible and Christianity. It's one we all know really well. And that is John chapter 3, verse 16. And it says this. It says that God so loved the world that he gave his only son Jesus. And we've seen that in the boxes, haven't we? The King, the Saviour. That whoever believes in him shall not die, but live forevermore. We can know God, we can live with him, we can be friends with God who is the King. And he can be friends with us. And that's wonderful, isn't it? And we can speak to him, we can pray to him. And talk to him like our own friend. And pray to him like our own like we would chat to our own dad. That's wonderful. As we saw in the video, Christ has come down. The greatest gift of all has been given for you and for me. And my prayer is, like Mary this Christmas, we would simply accept the angel's message. We would believe it with that same childlike faith and trust that God has come down, that love has come. And like any good gift, all we have to do is open our hands and simply receive it. Receive Jesus into our lives. And that is wonderful. So let's pray, shall we? And then we'll sing. Yeah, dear Lord, thank you so much that you gave your only son Jesus into this world, and you came to an ordinary girl called Mary, and you declared the most incredible message, that love had come, the one who the prophets had foretold was coming to this earth. Thank you so much, Lord God, that we can know you, that you love us so much, and we can know that love. And I pray, Lord God, that we would know in our hearts your love for each and every one of us this Christmas, that we would look beyond all the chocolates and all the great things we enjoy, at the greatest gift ever given, which is your Son, the Lord Jesus, our Saviour, our King, who is here with us. And we just praise you and thank you so much for that. Amen.